As discussed by Dr. Matulonis, a key question being pursued in ongoing clinical trials is the potential role of the anti-VEGF agent bevacizumab, and I met with Dr. Robert Berger, who's the protocol chair of GOG-0218, a Phase 3 randomized study of carboplatin paclitaxel alone or with concurrent bevacizumab versus treatment with extended bevacizumab in patients with stage 3 or 4 ovarian cancer. Dr. Berger began our discussion by commenting on a Phase 2 study he previously reported looking at bevacizumab as monotherapy.
We observed in 62 patients with 1 to 2 prior cytotoxic regimens and measurable disease by RECIST criteria a 21% objective response rate and a 40% rate of progression-free survival at 6 months or greater in these patients. We looked at those two co-primary endpoints together because we didn't really know what to expect in terms of activity in the traditional sense. And so when the trial was designed, it was initially designed to look at progression-free survival rate at 6 months or greater as the primary endpoint. But we started to see patients clinically respond, and we saw objective tumor regression by imaging and exam in a number of these patients that wasn't expected. So the decision rule for proceeding to a second stage of accrual in that trial was based on actually seeing objective responses. So midway through the trial, we actually changed the objectives and made statistical adjustments to be able to look at the trial as having now two primary endpoints. It was very important to do that carefully so that we weren't jeopardizing the validity of the trial. In our own patients, we started to see a high proportion of patients with a prolonged stabilization of disease and resolution of symptoms, as well as resolution of malignant ascites and pleural effusions. The problem is we had no idea who these patients were. And when we did a regression analysis at the conclusion of the trial, factoring in all the variables that are known to be associated with disease progression in patients on phase 2 trials with traditional cytotoxic agents, such as number of prior regimens, the time from completion of initial therapy to first recurrence, age, performance status, all the traditional factors you think would predict the length of progression-free survival. None of those factors actually predicted the time to progression in patients treated with this drug. So it wasn't acting like a traditional cytotoxic therapy in that regard. So patients that were considered platinum resistant, which were about 45% or so, seemed to have the same ability to respond in terms of progression-free survival as patients that were considered platinum-sensitive.